It's Arts Spotlight on WBAA, and we're featuring the 20th anniversary of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. Joining me in the studio is Greg Kostraba.
Hi, John.
You found a wonderful way to share music that wasn't in the community. How did this come about?
Well, I started to hear at WBAA in 1995, and I learned a couple of things about the community pretty quickly. Number one, there are tremendous musicians here. There are lots of Purdue faculty and staff that have lots of experience playing music. And the other thing I noted was there weren't opportunities, particularly for small ensembles, to perform. There were players in the symphony. There were some pickup orchestras for the Bach Chorale. Sometimes they had an orchestra playing with them. But there really wasn't an opportunity, except kind of an ad hoc basis, for people to get together and have concerts. So I kind of combined the two of those thoughts. And in early 1997, played a concert with a wonderful cellist named Konstantin Yakimov, who pretty much had the same idea I did, which was, let's start a chamber music society so all of these wonderful musicians in town have an opportunity to perform. So we played what was called a preview concert, and there was lots of good press in the community, and we got lots of community interest in being board members. So we started the series in late 1997, and it just kind of took off from there. It's taken a lot of people in the community to get this to work. Wonderful board members, terrific musicians, and here it is 20 years later, still chugging along with more activities than ever. Margot Marlatt's done a great job, particularly in the education realm, and it's just been wonderful to see this organization blossom.
I'm delighted to catch in January this Founders Concert. How did this come about, and what are you looking forward to?
Well, Margot was interested in doing something for the 20th. So Kostya, Konstantin Yakimov, and I are playing a piece on the concert, a different piece than we played back then. And then I've been working with the Sylvan Trio for a long time. Suzanne Bona, host of Sunday Baroque, is a wonderful flutist, and cellist Josh Airy. And we're going to do the rest of the concert. We played one piece on a TCMS concert a couple of years ago, and it's just nice to have the opportunity to come back and do almost a full program.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and glad you could come around from the office and be here in the studio.
Thanks. It was a long trip to get here, but it was worth it.
Also joining me in the studio is cellist and executive director Margot Marlatt.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
It's never just a string quartet. It's never just piano. It's sort of an amalgamation of different things. And sometimes there are guests coming in, and I know there's going to be a wonderful Founders concert coming up this season. How is it to sort of make a whole season out of these concerts?
Well, we've really tried to bring some breadth and depth to what is programmed, what's offered to our community. Obviously, chamber music is not for everyone. It's a small but mighty group of people who really love chamber music. So I try very hard to offer a variety of programs. Over the years, we've had poets, we've had pianists, we've had string players, we've had wind players, we've had actors who join us on some things, we've had a dancer. I try to bring a variety while maintaining the core, what I think the core listener is really looking for, you know. So we're pretty heavy into the strings and piano, but we have a wonderful clarinetist coming in the spring who's going to be doing the Brahms quintet. We are, like you said, this year is a celebrations theme. So the next concert is celebrating Mozart's 260th birthday. And then we have our Founders Concert in January, which will celebrate the vision and artistry of Greg Kostraba and Konstantin Yakimov, the two men who started this organization back in 1997. And then at the end of the season, we'll culminate with a 20th year celebration concert with some friendly faces, performers who people love to hear and see, and we'll have a party afterwards.
I know it's not all teacups and pinkies, and that you guys are actually, besides concerts, you guys do a wonderful education outreach. Would you tell us a little bit about this?
Yeah, I'm very proud of our education program. When I came on to the scene in 2005, up until that point, I was just a performer, and taking on the mantle of leading the group, I thought it would be a good time to revive an educational program. There had been some education going on in the beginning, and I thought that with budget cuts and things like that going on in the public schools, I thought it would be an easy fit for small ensembles to go into elementary schools all over the county and provide an educational program. It's called Concert to Go, which we provide a 30-minute concert from Hi, How Are You? To See You Later. And within those 30 minutes, we talk about what is chamber music.
Well, I'm curious, since you've been part of the organization, any favorites of past, any memorable moments that stick out?
Well, there was a wonderful concert that we did called Einstein's Mozart, which is kind of funny, but Kate Light, who is a, she's passed away tragically from cancer, but she grew up here, and she brought this program that she created out in New York City, and so she read her poetry, and then it would be interspersed with Mozart string quartets, so that was a highlight for me personally.
The alternate to that question is, is there a dream program, a dream piece? Is there a Penderecki sextet or something or other out there that, you know, you're looking forward to in the next 20 years?
Yes, there are those pieces that take some really strong leaders, and I'd love to do Verklärte Nacht. That would be a wonderful piece. The Tchaikovsky sextet, the Souvenir de Florence.
Does it ever seem like a juggling match to get the program, get all the players, probably have to wrangle music? Is there a staff? Are you the staff?
Yeah, I am the staff. Me in one corner of my little home studio is dedicated to TCMS. Yeah, it's a little bit of a juggling act, but I have really enjoyed it. I think I'm in my 11th or 12th year now, so I really, it's been an honor and a privilege to create programs for this community.
Well, congratulations on 20 years with the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. I know your next concert is this month, all Mozart and a wonderful set of string quartets and trios. And then there's Holiday Brass and Founders Concerts. Thanks for coming in today, and we're looking forward to so much more.
Well, TCMS really appreciates WBAA.